In a few minutes, the resurgence of the cookbook in America. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today's the day people goof off at work and use their company's computers to do their online shopping. Adobe Analytics predicts online sales today, Cyber Monday, will be up 18% over last year, something close to $8 billion. Now, what was dubbed Small Business Saturday, something pushed by American Express to get people to shop at actual local stores, was a disappointment, with sales down between 7 and 10%, according to preliminary numbers. Back to the online shopping. A lot is now done on the fly using phones, Marketplace's Emma Jacobs reports.
For retailers trying to capture consumers, it's not just that more people are shopping online, it's about which devices they are ordering from. Purchasing from phones has nearly doubled in the last 5 years, says Rod Sides, vice chairman and leader of retail and distribution business for Deloitte. That's because
screens have gotten bigger on mobile devices, so it's easier for the consumers to see.
Retailers have also refined apps and payment tools to make the shopping experience smoother on phones, including taking shoppers more directly to the checkout. Linda Kirkpatrick, executive vice president at MasterCard, says social media is becoming more and more of a conduit for retail.
The ability to go from those social media sites to the retail and commerce sites in a very seamless way brings the commerce to where the consumer is spending their time.
She says that means you may see what your friends bought and click to buy one too, all from your phone. I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.
Now to an interesting consequence of the high voter turnout during the midterm elections this month. In about half the states, this means more signatures will be required to get spending and other initiatives onto ballots. That's expensive, as Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Signature gathering is a whole industry. Political campaigns pay companies to find freelancers who stand outside the supermarket with clipboards and ask you to sign. They're paid per signature.
Anywhere from 50 cents to up to 650.
California Democratic strategist Steve Maviglio says via Skype that the price of signature gathering is already going up due to the tight labor market.
Those kind of jobs oftentimes are filled by people that are paid minimum wage, and now they're just simply not available because they have other jobs.
Another hurdle? At least a dozen states base the number of signatures an initiative needs on how many votes were cast in the last midterm election. Record turnout will raise the signature requirement. USC political scientist John Matsusaka suggests voters will have fewer measures to sort through.
As the number of signatures goes up, you see fewer propositions on the ballot.
He says big money industry groups and labor unions can likely still fund their measures. Smaller organizations, say animal rights groups, may get squeezed out. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
The FTSE in London is up 0.9%. U.S. stock index futures are up sharply, with the S&P future up 1.2%. Market players this morning see Italy less at risk for a budget crisis that could tear the fabric of the European Union. Reuters is reporting that Rome may be backing off its overspending plans that would violate EU rules. In this era of Nook, Kindle, and casual grazing of casual content online, a reminder today that one kind of book is not dead. Sales of cookbooks are up 25% this year. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Hi, this is Kitchen Arts and Letters.
Kitchen Arts and Letters has been on Manhattan's Upper East Side for 35 years. It specializes in books on food and drink, and it just had its best month ever, says Matt Sartwell, the store's managing partner.
It was a perfect alignment of commercial and highly specialized but intensely sought-after books.
Including Barefoot Contessa Ina Garten's latest, the new book by chef and writer Yotam Ottolenghi, and a whopping tome on fermentation. Sartwell walks me over to the baking section and cracks open a luscious hardcover. It's a baking guide with photos of frosted cakes and colorful tarts. Alison Risbridger is a book analyst with the NPD Group. She says celebrity cookbooks have helped boost sales this year, but two big trends are also contributing.
You have a real renewed interest in health and wellness generally in the US.
Books on the ketogenic diet are hot, as are recipes for single pot cookers. Also, Risbridges says the home goods industry is booming and cooking is part of that.
You know, politics and also just the world in the news, it's a scary place right now. And I think people are attracted to the comfort of their own home.
Still, homes are full of screens these days. It's just as easy to cook from a phone or tablet. Matt Sartwell was at a culinary industry meeting recently where someone said apps could spell an end to cookbooks once and for all.
And I said I didn't think that was going to happen. I think that apps and online programs can often do a wonderful thing, which is to draw in people who would not otherwise be cooking.
And get them hooked. Still, he says, cookbook sales are cyclical. Next year could look quite different. Doris Cooper is associate publisher at Clarkson Potter. It publishes around 50 cookbooks a year. She says for a lot of people, a physical cookbook is a way to escape a screen and make some memories.
People love the schmutz and splatterings they get on their cookbook. You know, there's sentimental value in that.
Patty Wodzinski agrees. She's a real estate broker on the east end of Long Island. She says she's still a cookbook fan.
You can write those little notes in the margins. You can dog ear the page and say, this is the recipe that I want to have forever.
And eventually, she says, you can pass it on to someone you care about. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Oh, and can I just say, best Black Friday ad of the year, the New York Public Library's full-page ad in the New York Times. Holiday savings, it says. All books are free at your local public library. 100% off, plus free returns. Get your discount today. Sign up for your library card. The ad's paid for by a library trustee who wished to remain anonymous. Thank you, whoever you are. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.